the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast.
So I've been waiting over an hour for this because when I first started the show, you said, I've got something to tell you later. Don't say anymore.
Yeah, stop talking.
Yeah, what's happening? Oh, no, mate. Okay.
I'm droning. Big announcement. You had one the other day, obviously.
Yeah.
Your boy's got one today. And it's worth the drone. In fact, it's worth this whole platform to the country.
Are you joking?
No, why would I joke? I don't joke on this show ever. Everything I say on this show is 100% true.
On this show.
Now, that's low. Because I'm a bit nervous and I just
stumble
a little bit.
Okay.
Speak for me.
Okay, tell me.
I have started a new TikTok account and it is called at Only Slug.
Only Slug. Now, the other day I said to you...
Only Slug.
Didn't I say the other day it should be the Daily Slime?
Yeah, I brainstormed it with some friends and we came up with Only Slug.
Why Only Slug?
The Daily Slime reminded me too much of the Daily Mail.
That's why it's funny, because Daily Mail, Daily Grind, that's why it's funny, but it's fine. You don't get it. It's just...
Maybe I don't get it.
Okay, and what's... Why... So your friends brainstormed the Only Slug.
Well, we had a few there, like maybe... Because obviously you were going there with the Daily Mail via the Daily... We thought maybe pedestrian Slug.
It's very wordy.
Didn't work. Bit too wordy. Maybe You Slug. Slug Hub we tried. Didn't work. So we went with Only...
Why did Slug Hub not work?
Someone's already taken that. Slug Hub.
Oh, so you had to find...
Or maybe they were like... Maybe TikTok has already banned anything with Hub in it because of the other thing.
Yeah, I also think that the Daily Slime would already be taken because there's so many slime accounts on TikTok.
I reckon you're on there.
Yeah. What about the Daily Slug? Like you're slugging through the day.
Daily Slug was there.
What about slugging through the day?
Slugging through the day. Look, we've gone with Only... I wanted to go Only Slugs.
Like OnlyFans?
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work.
Oh.
I'm going to be honest with you. As someone with 300,000 followers on TikTok.
Yeah, but yours is just your name.
Yeah, but my content.
Yeah, your content's great.
Yeah.
But the name is just... You
Max,
born
I need
with.
Some help here because I feel like he thinks I'm bullying him, but I'm actually trying to help.
No, I know. I know you're not bullying
no,
me.
No. Like, I feel like...
Oh, here we
I'm
go.
I'm not trying to be mean.
Executive producer Max is just going to come in and only take Abby's side.
I don't think Only Slug instantly, to me, makes sense.
Get some help. Great.
Look, I did think, why not Only Slugs when you did say it aloud?
Thank you. Thank you, Max. They wouldn't give me the S. I tried.
Did we try a Z?
I think Z's in things are a little bit not cool.
Okay, but do you think that Only Slug makes sense straight off the bat?
Yeah, but if you look at the content, it's Only Slug content. So yes, it does make sense.
But people, I think it should be the Daily Slug or a slug a day.
I've got an idea.
Yeah.
All right. What we'll do, we'll chuck it up on Instagram and we'll get people to suggest names
for
what they think could happen.
Great idea.
And then we'll reveal and maybe we might need to go with a rebrand. A rebrand is often very good for,
I mean, it's only just started, but a rebrand 2 days in concerns me, but maybe we'll give it the weekend and we'll come back on Monday and
we'll
do it.
Okay, and we'll see. Okay, yeah, sounds good.
They do say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But maybe how many this followers have you gained? Fixed.
Well, right now, it's at its early slug stage. Like, it's only just getting out of the...
So you've got to fix it now before it's too late.
Yeah.
A rebrand late.
Not good. You can't change it. Like, I can't change my last name now. Even though I really want to, I can't change it. I'm too deep into the chat field.
So maybe this is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, let's just try Only Slug for a bit.
Over the weekend, and then next week we'll sort it out.
Okay. Well, maybe I might get the whole 30 days can't change. So maybe I may have to have it for a month.
Okay. Let's just see.
At Only Slug on TikTok.
Go follow it if you want to give it some love.
Thank you.
Drop into the Instagram stories if you want to rename it.
Yeah, please.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Babe, so you've started a little TikTok account.
And
dedicated.
I am having so much fun doing TikToks because they are all slug related.
They're all slug related, right? And how many followers do you have now? Last time we checked, you had 144.
Oh, I have 225.
Okay, so you're sliming up
to the
top.
I'm sliming up there, obviously not, you know, only three figures, but hey, it's moving up.
Babe, it's moving up.
I'm trying to do, like, there'll be trends, and I'll just try and do slug-related
trends.
Yeah. I think that works. I am having a hard time because TikTok doesn't have, it doesn't recognize my slug face like Instagram does, so I have to film it on Instagram. Put it over. So it's not it. I can't stitch and stuff. Like, you know, can't do the stitches.
Oh, you can't.
But look, I'm a slimy little guy. I figure it out.
You'll figure it out. Your slime will prevail. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You have an Instagram name, sorry, TikTok name, and it is Only Slug.
Only Slug.
And I just don't think it's good enough. I don't think it's good at all.
Is it good enough or good at all?
Well, that's the same thing, isn't it? Right click, synonym.
I like when you get like this on the air because people actually get to see what it's like. Mic's off.
So my PA actually mentioned this today.
Oh, I don't want to hear
that.
Kira. Oh. She followed me.
Yeah, she did. Well, Kira said she was like, "Oh, I saw Sluggy's got his TikTok," and I said, "Oh yeah." And she said, "What's that name?" I was like, "I know." And I said, "Did you get it at first, like Only Slug, like OnlyFans?" And she
was
like,
"Shout out to Talia, by the way, for just following me just then."
Thank you, Talia. Thank you, Talia. Anyway, great ad for your silly little TikTok. But I believe that this has the potential to go viral. I believe in you. The content is very funny.
Well, the reason I did it is because you were like, babe, you need to do niche slug.
Because you were sending me videos and DMs and I was like, this is hilarious, yeah, right? Okay. I think you have the potential. I believe in you. I see a future for you. I see a bright, shell-less, slime-filled future. You will slime to the end of that tunnel. But unfortunately, you won't reach the end of the tunnel with Only Slug. Here's the issue. Now, we asked on the Instagram Hot Nights with Abby.
Yeah, you did.
Any suggestions for anyone?
I remember. I saw it.
Now, I'm just wondering, do you think anything can deter you from Only Slug?
Not really, because me and my good friend in Brisbane, Michael Prente, shout out to Prente Swag King. He's also on TikTok.
That was super cool.
We have brainstormed Only Slug.
Obviously not for very long. Okay, here are some of the suggestions.
It was definitely a quick chat.
I'll tell you which from the people and which are my personal suggestions.
You're going to go people first?
Okay, people first. Now, Hot Nights with Sluggy. No.
I'm not into that one.
Sorry, I'm not into that one. It's like you're a little slime on my coattails.
And I don't want to do that.
No. Rowan Slugwoods? Not so much, because we don't want people to call you.
Neither here nor there.
Because your name is Sluggy. Your first name is Sluggy.
Yeah, I don't know who
it's Rowan like
is.
Cher, but it's Sluggy.
Yeah, Cher. But, yeah.
Cher, sorry. A Slug's Life? Like a Bug's Life?
That's getting pretty good.
A Slug's Life is quite good, because it is a Slug's Life.
It's a slug's
I like
life.
That one.
That's actually good. Oh,
someone said, it's a hard slug life.
It's a hard slug life. No, but I'm not struggling. I don't want to be.
Well, you got 225 followers.
It's growing substantially. It's growing,
okay. Then someone said Slug Dog Millionaire. Don't like that one.
No, I'm not into that either.
Now, here are mine.
Okay, here we go.
I've already told you the Daily Slime.
I don't think that was available.
Like the Daily Grind.
Yeah, no, but like, because remember, you know how slime's like really popular on TikTok at the moment? I don't think the Daily Slime was available.
Okay. The Daily Snail was just in for my PA, but I don't think that makes sense because you aren't a snail, you're a slug.
And to be honest, Kira's actually really good at socials. That's probably her poorest idea.
Maybe she was trying to sabotage you.
I think she is. I think she hates me. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Your love is my slug instead of your love is my drug.
Your love is my slug.
And then, how about this one?
I don't mind that one.
Slugs and Kisses. Slugs and Kisses.
Slugs and Kisses.
And because you were loving...
Slugs and Kisses.
I would say that's my favourite. Slugs and Kisses.
Oh, I quite like Only Slug.
I do like A Slug's Life as well.
That's not yours?
No, that's someone called Look How Fast My Hands Go. That's their username. So
that's weird because that's not a great name.
It's not a great username. I love Slugs and Kisses. I also love A Slug's Life. I think Slugs and Kisses might be one that I like more because it is
yours.
But then I think A Slug's Life is hard because, you know, it's hard to turn down because it does explain what you do. And if someone says, hey, have you seen that guy who like does those slug videos?
Oh, Slug's Life.
Yeah, rather than Slugs and Kisses. But also with TikTok names, often they're kind of a bit kooky.
Yeah, there's a lot of the kooky stuff on TikTok.
Yeah. So I think you should change it to Slugs and Kisses or A Slug's Life.
Well, okay. But I still like Only Slug.
Okay. So we're going to... Okay, how about we do this? Because I think we could spend 4 hours debating this.
We really could.
A Hot Night Debate Club times 5 million. And I think that results in an election. So I think what we should do is I'm gonna go away. I'm going to really think hard about which one I want to campaign and put forward, which independent I want to put forward. And I'm going to do some campaigning. I'd like you to do some campaigning for Only Slug. And then we'll do a poll on the Instagram.
Yeah.
And that will be our election.
Okay.
No snags, though. Sorry, everyone. We can't mail you out
snags. Sorry to interrupt, because obviously your name's on the show. I don't want to be rude. But I'm getting a lot of messages here about Audio Kai has made something for you, apparently.
Okay.
Across the nation, it's the Slug Election.
Okay, all right. That's okay. Slug Election.
So we have to, everyone, be listening, be a part of this campaign, and hopefully we will persevere.
Yeah.
And we will make this slug the most successful slug on the planet. That's all I want for you. I only want good things. I'm not trying to come to you, you know. But I'm going to really go home and think about this, talk to Conrad, talk to Marco.
Marco would know. He's social media
very
sensation.
Sensation. This is the big influence of the week.
Okay, yeah.
Million impressions. So
many.
I just feel like I'd like to have a full campaign if you would agree to it.
Yep.
You may also submit content.
Oh, thanks.
And may the best slug name win.
Deal.
Thanks.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Across the nation, it's the Slug Election.
Well, here we are,
here
I guess.
Here we go.
I mean, I liked my own TikTok name, @OnlySlug. Me and my friend Prente came up with it quickly on a text. I'm both quite proud of it.
Yeah, quickly
by the way,
is obvious. Yeah.
By the way, @OnlySlug, let me just talk to you my stats. It's growing. It's growing. Oh, hang on. That's not mine. That's someone else's TikTok. Anyway, how much have I got now? Bit going on. I'm now at 320.
That's 100 in a day.
Which is like a lot. 30%. We're talking
30%
percentages.
Growth.
Yeah, it's good growth. You don't get that in a portfolio.
You don't get that. No way. Well, that's exciting. So we decided to do some campaign radio ads because that's how
election.
We reach the people.
Yeah, it's the Slug Election.
It's how we get our message across.
Yep.
And I have a pretty clear message to you.
Yeah, I've come up with my sort of campaign so far.
All right.
Do you want me to play my little campaign ad for you? Not a little campaign ad?
Yeah, go for it.
In a digital world of silliness and a world of copycats, there is one slug that slimes alone. He goes about his business.
How a slug drinks a cocktail.
He's motivational.
Fast and slimy! Go!
Lives a healthy lifestyle.
Babe, did you get little bags of spinach or like leaves or stuff?
He is the slug.
Sluggy.
No nonsense.
Oh, he just has that kind of slimy face you can always trust.
No fuss. Vote one. Only Slug.
Written, authorised and slimed by the Slug. In the garden of One Treasury Place, Canberra.
In the garden of...
Okay, this isn't fair because I've just realised you have access to all the jazzy stuff.
@OnlySlug.
No, this actually isn't fair. Can you pause? Because this actually isn't fair. Because
what?
You've had access to jazz everywhere and I had my voice note on my phone.
Hey, by the way, I don't make the audio. I just spoke.
Okay. Into an actual microphone.
Yes.
And you can jazz.
Sorry, technically. Technically, the phone has a microphone in it. So.
You're saying you just did this, record.
Yep.
Hands behind, slamming back.
I haven't got hands, I'm a slug.
And your eyes then pressed a button.
Yep, they did.
The antenna, and then you didn't, that's all you did. You didn't tell them to do anything else.
I'm telling you, and actually, producer Max can back me up here. You turn the microphone on, you hit record on our thing called Vox Pro here, and then I emailed him the lines. That was good, wasn't it? That was very good. I don't think I've ever seen producer Trin so happy with me.
That was very good, but I feel like it's a bit unfair because you were in studio and I was in my car.
Well, I don't know. I think it's, you know, it's reflective of the effort. So...
No, but the effort is because you're in the studio.
No, the effort is because I care about @OnlySlug and the future of the slug.
But mine's not good. Mine's shit.
Well, do you want... Excuse... Well, we have to hear it now.
Yeah, but it's like... I wish I had more of a... I wish I had a creative team behind me.
Hey, did you guys help write it? No. That was just sluggy slime.
And then you're telling me Kai grabbed audio from your TikToks?
Yeah, he did.
By himself.
I didn't. I did it.
You're saying...
Hey, did you want me to read the script out again? It said, He's motivational. He is healthy. And Kai, you know what? This is why Kai is so good. This is why Kai may even win
the
radio award this year.
Because
he puts his little slimy head thing together.
Okay, if Kai did that by himself, Kai deserves. Also, I haven't heard mine yet. Just heads up.
Okay, well, bring it on. You've definitely talked it up. You have such a shitty look on your face.
I'm so annoyed.
You are not happy.
The next one we're doing, if we know the campaign radio ad, I'm having half an hour in studio and you get to sit in your phone in the car. You get to sit in your Mazda 6 with your phone to your face.
Don't tell anyone when I drive. Hang on, here we go.
We say Mazda 3 all the time at me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's double mine.
Yeah, but people don't believe you actually have a Mazda 3. They think it's like a Ferrari or something. Here's your ad.
We all want the brightest, slimiest, and most prosperous future.
Sounds good.
For Rowan Slug Sluggy Edwards. But how do we get to the peaks of virality that our slimy, slimy slug deserves? The peaks of going TikTok viral. Well, with the right username, and that is The Slug's Life. With a username like this, it's so easy to find and easy to understand that Sluggy is documenting a slug's life. With this strong username, he'll be able to reach TikTok fame and also be able to afford all the dry wipes available at his disposal.
That's true.
Literally.
Yeah.
Vote one, disposal dry wipes. It just makes sense.
Voiced by Abby Chatfield on her iPhone on her way to work. Authorised by Slug's Life National Party. Slugville, Slugtown.
Okay. All right, that wasn't bad.
And also, just the to be audio fair, quality. I wasn't driving and I didn't have a little mic cover.
You just had the iPhone cover.
But you know what? It shouldn't be about audio quality.
Why are you eating mid-break? Because you now feel like you've lost. You've tucked a sales strap in your mouth.
Yeah. Someone get strapped up. I just feel like
this is great. This is really good.
Just feel like it's a bit unfair that I had to. To be fair, it was my fault that I was late.
No, you got a lot on.
I mean, I was on time. It's just that I should have prepared earlier. The issue is my dog Marco, who has cancer, was waiting for his auntie Jolie to come home to take care of him.
No, Marco sleeps 23 hours a day.
Yeah, but he has a panic when I leave. He needs to calm down.
This is not about Marco.
Oh.
Beauty Queen.
Anyway, our mum was positive.
It was very good. We'll do a smear campaign tomorrow. Maybe you can get you back.
100%.
I reckon I feel a little bit attacked.
But you have to do yours on your phone.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I'll absolutely do mine on my phone.
No microphone attached. No earphones.
No.
Phone. Phone in your car.
In my car.
Phone in the car, and I want visual evidence.
Of what? Me doing Max will film it. Yes. You all right? You okay?
I'm just annoyed because I feel like I got the short end of the slime there.
Well, you look slimy.
Thank you.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Across the nation, it's the slug election.
Yes.
So we're doing the slug election because Rowan has a really bad username on TikTok. And I've said to him, you should do your slug TikToks and you should let everyone know how funny you are. But I don't like your username. I think it's silly. I don't think it makes much sense. And I think you should change it.
I think mostly you don't like it because you didn't come up with it. I think that's mostly why.
There are so many reasons why it doesn't make sense, Rowan. Only slug makes no sense. Only fans. Actually, you know what we'll talk about tomorrow. But only fans is about, because only fans can access it. Only slug makes no sense.
Sure.
If it was only, I don't know, only slugs, even.
I did try to get only slugs, and that was taken already.
Well, so, silly. Anyway, so because of this, we did a campaign last night. I just want to say something. Off air, Rowan said to me, and I can't prove this, he's going to say defamation, but I don't care. Don't sue me. He said to me, Kai, our audio producer, who makes all these beautiful things.
What are you making up now?
Don't gaslight me.
At least say what you said.
Turn your mic down.
No.
You said, oh, by the way, I told Kai to make mine like a movie. Like, I told him to make
it. I wouldn't amp say that. I actually wouldn't say
make
that.
It as good as you can make it, like the best ever.
You're
and then, like, just put some music behind Abby's. And that's what happened. And then I was sitting here dumbfounded, like when you're in grade 7 and the person in front of you's mum has bought the metallic cardboard and all you have is a piece of paper from
Abby,
Crazy Clarks.
Abby,
that's what it felt like. Yeah. It felt like a privilege because you unfairly...
Fine. No, it's fine if you felt like that, but I didn't say that to Kai. I didn't actually tell Kai that.
You're the kid with the metallic cardboard, I'm here with a better message, but it's on a piece of A4 paper with some printouts from Google.com. Right click, save print.
Okay, so now right click, save print. So we get.
So it wasn't fair. Wasn't a fair fight. I feel like it should have just been our voices. But in saying that, we've got our smear campaigns tonight, and I'm riled up. So you go first. And I'm sick of this
smear campaigns. All right, cool. All right, I'll go first like I did last night.
Cool.
But if it's pretty good, don't be mad at me.
Oh, I feel sick. Also, the rules for tonight were you had to record in your car because I had to record mine on my phone in my car.
I did record mine. I can show you the voice note if you like.
Just go.
When you think of a slug, what do you think of? Lots of slugs? A garden?
Oh, hell no.
Do you think of the 5.5-hour journey for a slug from the kitchen to the garden?
No way.
Long
journey. You're thinking of one slimy, singular slug. You're thinking of the fun.
Yay!
You're thinking of the again. Laughter. You're thinking of the slime. You are certainly not thinking about a slug's life. Vote for fun. Not the day-to-day. Vote for at only slug.
Written, authorised and slime by the slug. In the garden of One Treasury Place, Canberra.
Wow,
that's the same as last night.
That's so good. And it's
so
like,
the
and
rules
it's just,
were.
It's,
I'm nah,
so
I'm
good.
Actually going to quit the show.
Get out then. Go on, get out. Get out. See you later. Bye.
Hot Nights Podcast.
And just so everyone knows, Chatfield was so mad that my ad was so good.
that got up.
But she got up, took her headphones off.
Gave you the finger.
And said, you. Yeah. And then went, oh. The emotion.
Because you cheated again.
Did you not? Anyway, do you want to hear your ad?
No. You know what? I won't do this anymore. Keep your bad username. I don't care.
You don't care?
I actually don't care because I've tried to help you. I have 400,000 followers on Instagram. I literally have a whole career from Instagram.
Do you want to hear your ad?
Usernames. No, I mean, give it a go, whatever.
I'd like to hear your ad.
No, I actually don't.
What's the matter?
The matter is you keep cheating.
I didn't cheat, though. That's the thing.
You keep cheating.
Did you not hear it in the car? It was clearly in the car.
But it also... Okay, whatever.
Let's hear the ad.
Only slug. The only reason to exit out of TikTok. With a username like this, the only follower will be Karen, Rowan's mum. What comes to mind when you hear only slug? The slug himself claims it's an homage to OnlyFans. But with the name Only Slug, we are missing out on a huge demo. Mummy bloggers
and kids.
How will Cheryl explain to Fred what Only Slug really means?
Point,
simply put, she won't. Only Slug screams one thing, narcissism.
I know who you are, just wait.
A narcissistic, self-slimed slug who thinks he is the only slug in the garden. How pathetic. And I'm not the only one with this opinion. Here's a message from Marco.
Anchor Slaggy, your username is, simply put, bad. With a username like Marco Caspano, I cannot have my uncle have such a bad username that makes it seem like he is the only slug in the shed. It is disrespectful, wrong, and also makes me embarrassed to be related to you, only slug. Change it immediately, or we will be having words the next time you come over. And let's remember a chicken. Let me...
You aren't the only slug, but you do lead a slug's life. Choose a slug's life today and finally slug.
Authorised by the Slug's Life National Party. Slugville, Slugtown.
Okay. Thank you, Kai. Kai, that was really good.
That was good.
That was the effort I wanted yesterday. Kai, that was so good.
Abby.
I actually regret having a slug before.
That was... You called me a narcissist?
Yeah, because it is narcissistic.
And you took your mic, you took your headphones off and said, you.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very heavy. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Time to throw down.
You are about to enter the debate club of Hot Nights. The people are real. The debates are real. The rulings are final. This is the Hot Nights Debate Club.
Welcome to the Hot Nights Debate Club for this special edition, the Slug Election.
Yeah.
There is a lot of tension in the room here.
It's a great ring you got on.
Thank you.
I would like to remind both political parties here that rudeness, that aggression will not be accepted in this debate room.
Well, lucky I'm not aggressive or rude ever. Unlike some people.
Yeah, because you're passive.
Room.
You're passive.
All right. Save it for the debate.
You aren't truthful.
We have a lot to get through tonight.
Can I just say, you've cheated multiple times so far.
The debate hasn't started.
No, but you've cheated. You've cheated twice.
I haven't actually
you
cheated.
You have.
No, but
it's
I haven't
like,
cheated.
You know what it's like? We've agreed to a race, a swimming race, and you've hopped in and put your flippers on.
Thank you for your contribution then, Ms. Chocolate.
Wrong.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Let's get this debate underway.
I don't like things that are unjust.
Tonight.
Me either, so I don't know. Oh, sorry.
Tonight, starting the debate. Debating that only Slug is the superior name.
Yeah.
Please start your debate, Mr. Rowan.
Mr. Rowan is I, a.k.a. Sluggy, a.k.a. the only Slug, which is, in turn now, my TikTok username. When thinking of a TikTok username, I messaged my great friend, Michael Prente, and said, Prente, Swag King, who that's his nickname, also a great name. I said, what should my TikTok name be? And he said, well, I am actually a TikTok star, and he is, in his own right. Does TikToks, makes lots of videos. He said, make it. Only Slug. I said, that is genius. It's like OnlyFans. It's fun. It's a bit naughty. It's a bit slimy. And quite frankly, I've become quite fond of it. And being my TikTok, I really do love it and I think it should stay. So there you go. That's my, yep.
Thank you, Only Slug. And now debating that a slug's life should be the TikTok name, Ms. Chatfield.
A slug's life just makes sense. You are literally documenting a slug's life. It is akin to a beautiful child's film, A Bug's Life. That is the whole idea. Therefore, you will attract not only the nostalgia of the millennials and also Gen Zs, but also of children who will grow to love the movie A Bug's Life and also their parents. You will get across multiple demographics. Also, a slug's life literally describes what you are doing. I will get to the OnlyFans why it's bad later on, but for now, a slug's life is the way it's got to be. It makes the most sense. People will search, oh, what's that slug doing? Oh, it's his life. I'm going to search a slug's life, and people will remember it. It's memorable. It makes sense. It is accurate. It is descriptive. Only Slug doesn't make sense.
Wow.
Now, back to Only Slug.
While I actually do agree with a few things Miss Chatfield says about a slug's life, and that she has a lot of followers and she knows what she's doing, I'd like to point you in the direction of what she may have said to someone off air before.
Hi, you better make mine better than Slug's. Honestly, like if you don't, get a grip.
So, you know, I think if she says I'm cheating, might be throwing rocks in the glass shop or whatever the bloody hell the saying is.
The only slug has really brought up a question of character for a slug's life.
Thank you. I was thinking character.
Ms. Chatfield, what do you have to say?
Interesting that you say you don't remember the saying, because how can you make a good username without remembering basic sayings like don't throw stones in glass houses? I was evening the playing field because you were cheating last night. Now, some points. Only Slug is inappropriate for a younger audience. It also doesn't make sense. The Slugs, only fans is for only fans, not for only Slugs. People who are watching you, not other Slugs. Only people we're watching you, not other Slugs. Do you understand that? That is exclusivity, and it is not very, it's not very welcoming. It's very narcissistic, and it makes no sense. Got one flipper each now.
Well.
And a third.
On your middle finger.
One flipper.
Flip this.
One flipper.
I feel like we're in a very interesting position at the moment. I feel like both parties here.
Kind of hot when you're angry.
Conflict driven.
I feel like both parties here have very strong stances and also equal support.
Right.
And so I'd like to ask you both a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rowan, how will Only Slug change the future for us?
You know, when I think of Only Slug, I think of one unique TikTok slug.
Mm.
And I just and I think of the fun.
Miss Chatfield?
Yes.
Why is a slug's life for everyone?
A slug's life is for everyone because everyone is able to find. I'm just, you know how when you get asked questions on television, you wouldn't know. When you get asked questions on television, you have to answer with the question in the sentence. That's what I was doing just then. A slug's life is for everyone because there are multiple demographics that can understand and feel nostalgic about the amazing name. And I really do feel that it makes the most sense. It also is very easily searchable. Mm. SEO. That Search is a, engine optimization.
That is a very good point.
It's actually a great point.
Well, for once in Debate Club, I must say something.
Please, please say it.
For once.
You speak all the time.
For once. You must allow me to say something.
Who am I to make a verdict on this? Mm. I'm just a producer with a gavel.
That's true.
Oh, can I also say, Only Slug has only gotten like 100 followers in like 2 weeks.
Mm.
I just want to say that.
Very personal now.
I think the only thing we can do here, like all good elections should do, is we should go to the people. And that is why right now on at Hot Nights with Abby,
yeah,
we have put up a story.
Oh,
and the people must vote.
Okay, the people must vote. Mm. So there is a winner, the people.
Democracy. Well,
I'm becoming quite fond of a slug's life.
It makes the most sense.
Stop.
And it just, it's just for the
best. People will decide, but I'm not, just say I'm not against it.
You know what? You keep only, it's like, I'll make one a slug's life and see who goes more viral.
No.
No, we'll do that.
You want to talk about cheating?
It's not cheating. I will do slug videos and we'll see if a, I'll go from zero, if a slug's life goes better than only slug.
A slug's life?
Unless the people decide.
Wow.
All right, guys. Okay. Everyone
sorry,
go vote.
Sorry.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some hot-